I have heard these songs that are in ancient tombs, what they say about aggrandizing the one on earth and diminishing the necropolis. But why is such done against the land of eternity, a just and righteous place without fear? Mayhem is its very abomination. No one there dreads another. This land, without an opponent, is where all of our families rest since the beginning of time. Those who will be born after millions and millions, all shall go to it. From the Tomb of Neferhotep, as translated by Professors Colleen and John Darnell. My mother, who lived and died by superstitions, used to make us say together before we went on a trip, "We're not going anywhere." It was meant to trick the devil. I can't say I believe in that kind of thing, but then again, I didn't say it before I left home, and look at where that got me. Walking outside of the airport in Cairo in August feels like stepping onto the surface of the sun. Even late at night, the heat is a knife on your skin and comes in pressing waves. I can already feel a line of sweat running down my spine. I didn't come prepared for this. I find myself in the middle of other people's transitions, a rumpled, dazed group of tourists being herded into their minivan, a teen dragging duct-tape luggage from the back of an open cart to the curb, a woman securing her headscarf as it blows in the breeze. Suddenly, I am surrounded by men. "Taxi?" they bark. "You need taxi?" There's no hiding the fact that I'm a Westerner. It's clear from my red hair to my cargo pants and sneakers. I nod, making eye contact with one of them, a driver with a thick mustache and a long-sleeved striped shirt. The other taxi drivers fall back, seagulls in search of another crumb. "You have suitcase?" I shake my head. Everything I have is in the small bag I carry over my shoulder. "American?" the man replies, and I nod. A wide white grin splits his face. "Welcome to Alaska." It is startling to think that 15 years have passed, but that lame joke is still the go-to gag for visitors. I get into the backseat of his car. "Take me to Ramsey's train station," I say. "How long?" 15 minutes, inshallah. "Shokran," I reply. "Thank you." I am stunned at how quickly the Arabic comes to my lips. There must be a space in the brain that stores the information you assumed you'd never need again, like the lyrics to MacArthur Park, or how to multiply matrices, or, in my case, anything Egyptian. When Merritt was little, she used to say, "Lasterday," which might mean 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago. And that is where I am right now. Like I stepped back into the moment that was left behind when I abandoned this country. Like it has been waiting all this time for me to return. With the window down, I can already feel dust settling on me. In Egypt, everything is covered in sand. Your shoes, your skin, the air you breathe. It even gets in your food. The teeth of mummies are worn down by it. Although it is nighttime, Cairo is alive in all its contradictions. On the highway, cars share the space with donkey carts. Butcher shops with meat hanging outside, cozy up beside souvenir stands. A souped-up muscle car zooms past, leaving a throb of rap music in its wake that tangles with the loudspeaker reverb of the Salat Isha, the nightly Muslim call to prayer. We drive along the Nile, trash stewing on its banks. Finally, Ramsey's station comes into view. £50, the driver says. There are no set taxi fares in Egypt. The driver tells you how much he thinks the ride is worth. I pass him £40 as a counter offer and get out of the car. He gets out, too, and starts yelling at me in Arabic. "Shokran," I tell him. "Shokran." Even though this scene is common and nobody bats an eye, I feel my pulse racing as I walk up to the train station. It is not easy to get to Middle Egypt as a Westerner. Tourists are not supposed to use the trains, so I don't buy a ticket and instead wait for the conductor to find me and play dumb. At that point, the train is already moving and it's too late, so he shrugs and lets me pay. Hours later, when I get off at my stop, in Minya, I am the only white person in the station. I'm nearly the only person in the station,